This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with the Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. Check us out, 7-5radio.org. We are red hot rolling on the Liberty News Radio Network. It is Saturday, April the 2nd, 2022. Walter, how are we doing, my friend?
Oh, doing pretty good, man. It's beer and pizza night, so I'm okay.
Outstanding. Anyways, we want to say hello to Walter, and we want to say hello to the brave man and the alleged woman of the Onondaga, New York Fire Department, led by none other than Little Billy Keebler. Be safe, lady and gentlemen. And as always, first order of business is remembering members of the law enforcement community murdered in the line of duty. And I remember Police Officer Dominic Francis of the Bluffton, Ohio Police Department, end of watch, March 31st, 2022. His killer is alive and in custody. Also, Lieutenant William LeBeau of the Lebanon City, Pennsylvania Police Department, end of watch, March 31st, 2022. His killer is dead and in the ground. And Deputy Sheriff Darren Almendarez of the Harris County, Texas Sheriff's Office, end of watch also, March 31st, 2022. One of his killers was apprehended. Two are on the loose. Anyways, unless you just came back from North Korea or Mars, the 94th annual Oscar ceremony took place, and multimillionaire Will Smith slapped multimillionaire Chris Rock on live television because of some funny jokes Chris Rock said about Mrs. Will Smith. At the same time, these two multimillionaires were on live TV getting slap happy. I was putting $22.50 of gasoline in my car. It barely gave me 5 gallons. But anyways, if the Fresh Prince should do anything, he should turn his attention to his wife, because her podcast, she just lets it all hang out. I mean, nobody has a... nobody leads the perfect life, but I mean, from what I understand is that Jada Pinkett Smith has her husband, her mom, the kids, and just tells everything, who they slept with, who she slept with, or who's her husband sleeping with, and this and everything. Just really, really embarrassing. But as for the two people involved, Rock and Mr. Smith, they're both multimillionaires, and unlike the three hostesses that hosted the Oscars, just because they're pee sitting down, allegedly, they got on that stage based on their talent and achievements. And they're both black, so that tells you something about America. You have two black men, both multimillionaires. One's a two-time Oscar nominee winner, and the other one was in a Lethal Weapon movie and was on Saturday Night Live, and, you know, they have received the spotlight, but... anyways, leave it to MSNBC to dig somebody up out of God knows where to say that white people are responsible for Will Smith getting mad at Chris Rock and slapping him. That's all I have to say about that, because, again, I really don't follow these people. They're both they don't put food on my table or gasoline in my car, so, I mean, they have to work out themselves. What say you about these two multimillionaires slapping each other?
Well, let me start with this. You know, when I was a kid, you know, 55 years ago, I remember watching the Oscars, okay? Now, I'm talking about people like John Wayne, Kirk Douglas, you know, actors of that Hollywood era, you know, and through the 70s, you know, they got a little older and they, you know, and they started to get a little more, I don't know, hip, because they were aging, and you know, it was the disco era, and you know, girls were wearing, you know, shirts unbuttoned down to their, you know, bra strap and such, and you know, and guys were dancing with their shirts down to their belly button open and stuff like that. But these guys like Burt Lancaster and, like I said, Kirk Douglas and such, you know, they maintained a kind of a class. You know, they were classy people, and they kept their business behind closed doors for the most part, because they didn't have the Inquirer, you know, or social media, and they made their carbon footprint based on talent and decent movies. Okay. You know, fast forward, you know, to the 20 teens and 2020s, you know, you just want to turn around and puke up all the popcorn you just bought at the snack bar because the movie you're watching is crap. And the TV shows are just horrible. And hence comes Will Smith, who couldn't make it as a goofy rapper. And then he's got his own TV show, and, you know, and played the wise guy ghetto moving into the big house, you know, with rich uncles and aunts and such. And then, you know, that didn't work out for him. So he tried movies. You know, he started out with things. He made a couple of good movies. I mean, I like the storyline in some of the movies he was in. But an actor? No. No, not even close to anybody like Burt Lancaster. Chris Rock's a comedian. Funny sometimes. I liked his bit about how not to get your ass kicked by the police. You know, so Chris Rock's a comedian. You know, he's like the Black Don Rickles. You know, if there's something going on in your life, he's going to key on it. And if there's a thousand people in the theater, 998 are going to laugh. And that's what happened here. Well, actually, 999 were laughing. And Niobe gave old Will the, you know, the eyes that's not right. He's dissing me. And, you know, whether it was staged or not, you know, he went up there and he smacked him. But, you know, since then, Will Smith has resigned his SAG membership and, you know, is just trying to apologize through his teeth. Now, if you've defended your wife or your significant other, there's no room for apology, you know, in my book. He should have went behind the scenes. Chris Rock made nice, you know, let him do Niobe again and be done with it. But this is going to drag out, and, you know, it's going to be a big thing when Will Smith's next movie comes out. So I don't have time for these people like you. They don't put food on my table either.
Right. Anyways, on that note, we'll talk about more Hollywood. You're really going to vomit when you hear this one. We're also going to talk about House of Cards being more of a documentary, and Walter going on another outlet. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back after these words from our awesome sponsors.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine. the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
All right, back on 7-5 Radio, red hot rolling this 2nd of April 2022. Anyways, we just talked about Hollywood kissing each other's ass and slap each other's face and slap each other's ass behind closed doors. But anyways, back to the cesspool that is Hollywood. But anyways, because parents, I've been telling you for years, keep a very close eye on what your children are watching on television and other platforms, social media, YouTube, what have you. And I spoke about the Babysitter's Club, which is a TV show on Netflix, and then Blue's Clues on Nickelodeon. Well, our buddy, Mark Dice, did an awesome YouTube clip about a leaked Zoom call where movers and shakers within the Disney company talked about promoting the LGBTQ NYC TMTA agenda in its programming and its theme parks. And they're no longer saying at the theme parks, saying, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or what have you. They're not saying that because they want the trainees to come in and the gays and the binary, semi-binary, the people with the 47 genders and the single people that call themselves they and them. They want them in the theme parks. And not to be outdone, I found out on Nickelodeon, there's a TV show called Loud House, which my youngest kids like. And two of the characters are two gay guys, the parents of another little boy in the cartoon. And I told my kids, I said, you are no longer allowed to watch this show because this is not right. But this is not the first time television, movies, and the media have programmed our children. Sesame Street, which has been around for over 50 years, has been geared towards minority children. Well, of course, it's loved by all children. But Sesame Street gave us characters with AIDS in South Africa, homeless Muppets, Muppets with a father in jail, and introduced a gay couple. And I'm not talking about Bert and Ernie. A real gay, two gay guys are on Sesame Street. I'm not making this up. But anyways, 1990, Ted Turner gave us Captain Planet, who was a eco hero who fought villains who didn't take out the trash. Not to mention, now we have countless cartoons from Nickelodeon, Disney, of course, and the Cartoon Network that has LGBTQ, MIA, hashtag, pound sign, whatever. These are not characters or shows that, of course, none of us would approve of. But, you know, I say, you know, let the kids be kids. You know, they have a hard time with school and dealing with friends and siblings, peer pressure, also parents getting divorced, grandparents passing away and growing up and, you know, whatever, you know, all the things that kids go through. I mean, granted, I'm not saying that, you know, kids have it rough, but, you know, they got enough on their plate. But, you know, these kids need to learn about God, respect, love of family, looking out for strangers, not playing with guns, staying away from drugs, resist peer pressure. But but they'd rather program these kids to say, hey, I feel like being a girl, so I'm going to dress up as a girl. Or I feel like being a boy, I'm going to dress up as a boy and going to the opposite gender's bathroom and locker room. But like I said 100 times before, kids can't decide what they want to eat for the next meal. They can't decide what they want to dress up for Halloween, and certainly can't decide what they want to be when they grow up. So, but we want to let these kids decide as 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, oh, I want to be a boy, I want to be a girl. But, you know, I can just imagine Walt Disney just spinning over in his grave what's happened to his company. Because I remember years ago in the 60s, they have Disney produce all these great G-rated movies with characters Buddy Hackett and Don Knotts and Fred McMurray and all these other just great family-friendly movies. Now, of course, I love violent movies and grotesque movies and things like that. But again, I'm an adult, but you know, I want stuff that my kids can watch, because my parents let me watch these Disney movies, these animated movies, and these live action movies from the Disney company. And I remember ABC used to have the Disney Hour, 2 hours on Sundays, and so on and so forth. But it just became an absolute cesspool. So parents are boycotting Disney. I'm not going to let my kids watch any Disney products. I'm not going to certainly not go to Disney parks, but Disney won't care because you got people who are part of the Disney cult. And I say that sincerely, it's a cult. They go to Disney parks, they buy the shirts, they buy the ears, they buy the pins, they watch the movies and stuff, and they just buy into the bullcrap and don't see that, you know, they're letting, you know, guys kissing guys come in the parks or supporting a guys dressing up as women and going in your daughter's bathroom. Well, what say you about this program from Disney and big media?
Well, you know, Disney's gotten out of hand with its strength on absorbing many, many, many smaller companies, you know, pretty much under the cover of darkness. I remember there was an issue with Time Warner joining, you know, and becoming a conglomerate, and that was slowed down. Disney has grown far beyond Mr. Disney's needs. I know he's been dead since, what, the 60s? And, you know, 60 years later, the movies are worse. They're not the, but then again, you know, these movies that they're popping out, people are saying that the older movies, you know, like Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs or Jungle Book, you know, along those lines, we're all racist. You know, I don't get it. You know, it's racist only in people's minds. You know, well, they're making fun of the black folk that, you know, were growing up in the 30s or working hard in the 30s, you know, sharecroppers and all that kind of nonsense. You know, it's racist if somebody makes it racist. And now it's the other way. It's approving of children's movies with, like you said, you know, the LGBT community. Now, I've said this time and time again. It doesn't bother me what you are, preference, color. It don't bother me. What bothers me is that if I'm walking through the park and there's two guys kissing, I don't want to see it. You know, I don't want to see it. Man, I grew up in a different era. I don't want to see it. And I don't want if I have young kids to see it there, I don't want them to see it either. You know, it's just a hard thing to absorb, you know, when you're in the baby boom, in the baby boomer era, you know, it's really, really tough. And like I said, I don't mind if you want to do that, fine, but you're not going to see me tonguing my girlfriend or my wife, you know, in the middle of a park just because I can.
Right.
And I don't think that's appropriate, you know, freedom of expression, you know, your First Amendment rights and stuff like that. I get that, you know, but it's just, it's not always a two-way street, and it shouldn't only be a one-way street. Get a room. Disney's got hotels right on the property. Get a room. If you get the urge, go do it. And if I get the urge, I'll go do it. But not with a guy, but my wife, my girlfriend. My thing is that it's just a hard thing to get past. The schools are they're not promoting it, but they're not swaying away from it either. Parents have gotten stronger in the Board of Education meetings, in the meetings where they stand up, where, there's pornographic material in the books that they're handing out, and there's innuendos of what they're handing out. But, if a straight person, a hetero person, wants a certain type of book in there, it's like the gay community gets all up in arms about it because it's not pointing towards what they believe in, too. I'm down here in the Middle South. More and more kids are getting homeschooled now than ever before, especially after COVID. If a parent, left his or her job to teach, to keep their kid up to speed, for a curriculum of schoolwork, they're going to continue it because what they're getting in school is just not reasonable.
Right. Well, anyways, on that note, when we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit, talk about Transgender Day of Visibility. We got more garbage coming in. Also, Walt is going to be on Andy Bellis's show this week. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
$300 million worth of weapons and other machinery is being sent to Ukraine from the Pentagon. Switchblade drones, laser-guided rocket systems, and non-standard machine guns are included in the package. The U.S. has provided more than $1.6 billion in security assistance to Ukraine, so says the Pentagon, and that was since the beginning of Russia's invasion. Ukrainian forces are making inroads near Kyiv as Russians continue to fail in taking the capital city. The British Defense Ministry tweeting their latest intelligence report, which says as Kremlin forces withdraw, Ukrainian forces advance. The report also notes that Ukraine has retaken several villages. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky claimed Friday that Russian forces are planting landmines throughout Ukraine, making it difficult for civilians to navigate the country. He's urging everyone to move forward carefully. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The House, largely along party lines, voted to legalize marijuana nationwide and eliminate criminal penalties for distribution and possession in the process. The bill now goes to the Senate, where Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is working on a similar measure. The Walt Disney Company has pledged to repeal what opponents call Florida's Don't Say Gay bill, which bans instruction or discussion of LGBTQ topics for kindergarten through third grade. Now Governor Ron DeSantis seems to support revoking Disney's special status. That status was granted by the legislature in 1967, which allowed the company to operate Walt Disney World under its own government. DeSantis, at a press conference this week in West Palm Beach, made the remarks. E-commerce giant Amazon says it's exploring options after employees at one of their warehouses on Staten Island voted to unionize. The company said it's disappointed with the outcome, adding employees having a direct relationship with the company is best. It says it's exploring filing objections, based on what it deemed the inappropriate and undue influence of the National Labor Relations Board. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wow, you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Sunfire Radio. We're going from the media pushing LGBTQ garbage to the media pushing more LGBTQ garbage. Anyways, this past March 31st, somebody, I don't know who, declared it Transgender Day of Visibility. But it seems like the Transgender Day of Visibility is every day. Today, our friend from the political cesspool, Ramsey Paul, posted an interview on Twitter of a transgender Air Force officer with a female. Anyways, the Air Force officer looked like someone out of Central Casting. He was tall, lean, broad shoulders, and a chiseled chin. And this lady looked like a stud with a ponytail. And what's funny, you watch the interview, the real female doing the interview, she was obviously a female. She very petite, very demure. She had female features. She didn't have broad shoulders. She wasn't a strapping young man like this transgendered person. This dude for the Air Force looked like he was out of Central Casting. Then there is the Biden administration version of a naval flag officer or admiral. Richard Levine from the National Public Health Service Commission Corps did an interview with MSNBC in a dress blues and a white cover or hat, and Richie Levine looked like just like a bag of dog poop in a uniform. It was just absolutely embarrassing. And anyways, our buddy James Edwards from the political cesspool today posted a Twitter picture or a picture on Twitter of Bruce Jenner in his Caitlyn Jenner outfit from the Hannity show with the banner Caitlyn Jenner, Fox News contributor under it. And then I was shell-shocked because the first thing that popped in my head was, like, you know, we almost 10 years we've been praying that Sean Bergen would get a gig or get interviewed on Fox News, because Sean Bergen is Google with the hairline. Sean Bergen is that damn good. That's why we brought him on Liberty News Radio. And then you have people like James Edwards, Walter, or anybody from the Liberty News Radio family. But no, they brought Caitlyn Jenner on because she's a freak. And she went on the Sean Hannity show. So I really question Sean Hannity's and Fox News intentions putting Bruce Jenner on. Now, you put somebody from Liberty News Radio with Caitlyn Jenner on Fox, and say, like, Bruce, what the hell's wrong with you? He's like, it's Caitlyn. No, it's Bruce. You're born Bruce. You're born with the Audi. What the hell's wrong with you? But Walter, I don't care what Bruce or anyone does with other adults behind closed doors, but I don't want to see it. It should not be part of our lexicon. Our kids should not see it. Our grandkids should not see it. Our husbands and wives should not see this. We don't want to see it. But again, the media pushes it onto us in cartoons, on Fox News, at Disney, and everywhere, at school, in books, in magazines, saying, oh, it's okay to be gay, be transgender, be whatever you want to be. Yeah, be whatever you want to be, but if you're that way, just do it behind closed doors. Nobody cares. Like, nobody cares, like, if I scored with whatever poor lady at the moment or whatnot. Well, what say you about this more transgenderism?
You know, it wasn't too long ago where Fox News was not ridiculing, you know, gender's choices, but they weren't on the same side as gender's choices. Greg Gutfeld has, you know, time and time again, dug into the Kardashian lifestyle and such, and now, you know, I have my doubts about the right, because bringing Jenner on board to Fox is kind of what the left did, you know, on CNN and MSNBC and such. you know, they're playing their cards, you know, the way they see fit. Because midterm elections are coming. You know, they're, what, 5 months away? 6 months away? And it's going to get hot. And if the right is doing what they think they need to do to win and come out on top with the majority, ousting that old bag, I could see this as a ploy. I don't listen to Fox anymore. I don't even have that channel on my 9,000 channel service anymore. So I could care less what they're doing. You got, you know, like you said, Hannity is kind of reaching for straws. The other guy, Jesse Waters, you know, he always talks with a grin now. You know, like he knows something that somebody else doesn't know. And that other guy that's after Hannity, what's his name, that does a commentary. You know, he says, you know, the right things when it's election time. But in between, it's a bunch of baloney. He's just eating airtime. So I just pretty much just simply, you know, watch a news here and a news there and a news here, and they say three different things. And I guess, you know, go back to the time where there was no social media. I make up my own mind what the hell's going on. You know, I don't see much on social media about the war in Ukraine right now. I try to watch some of the news conferences that Biden holds, but, you know, you can't watch him for more than 2 or 3 minutes. And then it's hard to figure out what the cackles and the giggles mean when the other one is in front of the mic. And Psaki, forget about Psaki, you know, it's just, they're blowing air up our ass and they expect us to just, you know, maintain it, you know, just sticking our ass out there and just maintain them blowing air up it. So, you know, I hope Biden makes it through the whole term because, you know, like we always said, you know, look what's left from the pickings. So can you imagine who she would pick? Oh my God. I don't even want to think about it. So, you know, let's get the house. Let's get the house, you know, let's install somebody, you know, as Secretary of State, and let's get going. I mean, you know, somebody in the White House made a comment about how gas prices are dropping. They dropped 4 cents. 4 cents. We're supposed to thank you for it, but in the meantime, they've gone up, you know, $3.50 in the past year, 2 years. So, you know, it doesn't work. And the left just eats it up. Well, he's lowering gas prices. Well, he's the one that made them so high, he's got to lower them. Well, you know, I guess it's which side of the fence you're standing on.
Right.
Well, about gas prices, don't forget that Biden's releasing the strategic oil reserves of oil that we bought with tax money. So he's lowering gas a whopping 4 cents with oil that the American taxpayer paid for. So you're buying high priced gas with oil that you already paid for. So he doesn't know what he's doing. And of course the media's going to say, oh, Biden's lowering gas prices by releasing strategic reserves. And Congress, the Democrats in Congress, would not let the vote come to reopen the Keystone Pipeline and other pipelines that bring in cheap gas to make us energy independent. But anyways, I did digress a little bit. You know, Congressman Madison Cawthorn, this guy is going places. He did a podcast about how corrupt the politicians are in D.C. And mm-hmm. It was like he was telling episodes of House of Cards, and it was actually jaw-dropping. And this freshman congressman from, I believe, from South Carolina, he talked about being invited to orgies and members of Congress doing bumps of cocaine without either mentioning names or even mentioning parties. So he mentioned that, and then House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy made Cawthorn walk some of the statements back. But, facts are, Congress does not have to take a drug test. As in terms of sexual activities, the record speaks for itself. You got the D.C. Madden, Bohemian Grove, Barney Frank, Frank Coverup, so on. People like Bob Packwood, Ted Kennedy, Joe Scarborough. The dead staffer in Joe Scarborough's office back in September of 2001, Barack Obama, Larry Sinclair, and Joe Biden. But anyways, we come back, we'll talk about House of Cards and also Walter's appearance coming up this week.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. Freedomfactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yuku. Walter Yurkow. Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
At least you made the last segment already. But anyways, before we go any further, Walter Yurkow is going to be on our buddy Ann Ubelis's podcast, Southern Sense Podcast, or Southern-Sense.com, or you go to Google, look up Southern Sense Podcast, and it is all over the place, just like Liberty News Radio. Walt, what time are you going on in podcast?
It's going to be Friday, next Friday afternoon at 2:30
Eastern. 2:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central. Ann is a retired member of the service. She was on a couple weeks ago. She was a pisser. The next day, the Sunday after she came on our show, I talked to her for 90 more minutes, and it was phenomenal. But Walter will be on. He will be uncensored, so check out southernsense.com, 2:30 Eastern, 3:30 Central time. What are you going to talk about, or don't you know yet?
I have no idea. Andy Giuliani is also supposed to be on. And we had a good conversation last time he was with us, so I think we'll be able to bear more than we can, on our show. Right. I guess it's an open floor. Whatever you want to talk about is pretty much right. is what she told me. So I'm looking forward to it. She's contacted me a couple of times, and I've contacted her. And she, you know, is like you said, she's a pisser. She, you know, she's been around the block a few times, and she knows what's going on around in the world, both from the inside, you know, on the streets, and, you know, from the outside looking in on this political mess that we're in. So right. we can talk about just about anything except you.
Why wouldn't you want to talk about me? I'm such an interesting person.
If I told them what if I told the world what I know, you wouldn't be so interested anymore.
No. Yeah, but anyways, it's funny that I talked to Ann. I said, yeah, we had Andrew Giuliani on. It's like, oh, I did too. I was like, huh? Then she told me the story about meeting Andrew way back when. But I mean, and I talked to her Giuliani's campaign people. I said, hey. Not only was he on our show, but we had a guest on another show that he was on. So I said, there's my father running small circles, but, you know, Giuliani was actually a co-host. Like I called his campaign a while back. You were still out sick. And I said, let me try something different. And I said, hey, would Andrew like to co-host, not be a guest, not come on for co-host? And of course, the campaign the people said, sure. I go, what? I was like, don't you listen to the show? We're horrible people. But he came on and he killed it. And then he brought a guest on at the end. I thought it'd be his wife or his newborn baby daughter or anybody. He put his father on. I almost got an accident. My depends. But anyways, it should be a hell of a show. And remind Andrew that you know he's got to come back on as a co-host because he did such a bang-up job and he did so good. Well, I said to myself, I need to step up my game or it's going to be Sunfire Radio with Walter and Andrew Giuliani. But look for look for that show this Friday. I'm actually off this week, so I'll try to listen unless my wife gives me some crap. But anyways, back to the House of Cards, the real life House of Cards. You know, D.C. is full of perverts. Like I said before, commercial. You had the D.C. Madam. You had Bohemian Grove out in California a couple of weeks out of the year. You had Congressman Barney Frank and his gay prostitute ring run out of his apartment. You had something called the Franklin cover-up that led all the way up to the Bush Senior White House. Then you had people such as Bob Packwood, Ted Kennedy, Joe Scarborough, his dead staffer, Barack Obama. And one Larry Sinclair, Mr. Sinclair, met his early demise. And then Joe Biden himself with his congressional pages, his the children of other members of Congress, Secret Service agents at his parties, his swimming naked at the vice president's residence and his summer house in Delaware, and so on and so forth. But anyways, Mr. Cawthorn said that politics is just more or less a form of organized crime. And one of these days, sooner than later, I'll be talking about how it is organized crime. But he just said it was really, really eye-opening. And what's funny is that nobody's mentioned anything about this, like about saying, hey, who, you know, what about the sex orgies? What about the cocaine? What about, you know, doing things, having the media has dirt on a member of Congress? So they're supposed to vote one way or another, or other members of Congress having dirt on other people. And the way he was talking, is straight out of House of Cards. That's why all these DC type people love that TV show, because it's real. It's amazing. If you go to the website, just check it out, and it's just eye opening. And again, this town is just corrupt. Also, you know, it's look at the Biden crime family. You know, you got the son out there who's a drug addict, who's making all these multi-million-dollar deals, and he says you got to kick some up the old man or the boss. That's organized crime right there. You know, you go out there, you make a deal, you got to make a tribute to, you know, up the chain of command, which is the boss. Joe Biden is a crime boss. And then you got the number of deaths in this town. The Clintons, they're so good at making people disappear. Gary Byrne called it Arkansas suicide. You had Ron Brown, who was the Commerce Secretary. He died. You had Seth Rich, who was a Democrat staffer. He died under mysterious circumstances. You had Vince Foster in Fort Marcy Park die of suicide, two bullets in the back of the head, so on and so forth. But it just, this town is just absolutely disgusting. And, of course, the media does nothing on both sides, CNN, MSNBC, and the Fox side, because these degenerates and journalists want to rub elbows with the degenerates in Congress. And it just, again, it just makes me sick. I have to see it day in and day out, because unfortunately I have a bird's eye view of what goes on here. And just and it's sad. But I mean, you got to check out the interview. But, you know, and also about the drug use, you know, I met somebody who was somebody back in the day, and his job with his agency, we'll just say it that, was to make sure that a shipment of narcotics went from where he was at to D.C. Also, we had Larry Ray Harden, who was a retired DEA agent for 34 years. He said there's no war on drugs. Where do you think the drugs are going to? Well, any final words or anything about the corruption in the D.C. area or going on Ann's podcast? Or tell everybody about your wonderful trip to where was it, Sonic, the other day?
Oh, yeah, every once in a while, you know, when I go to Sonic, you know, I got to have a chocolate shake a week. But, and every once in a while, you know, I'll pay for, you know, the person behind me at the drive-thru. So, no big deal. Just a good deed, you know. Like I said yesterday, it was an older couple that was sitting in a truck behind me, and it was a 90s model pickup truck. And listen, one good deed deserves another. So, you know, who knows? Maybe my lottery card will get punched soon. I don't know. I just thought it was, you know, I do that every so often. And I think more people should should do it. So, well, it was just, you know, nice. I didn't do it to make me feel good. I did it to make the other people feel good. The lady, the girl behind the window, and then, you know, then the two people behind me. You know, it wasn't about me doing it. It was about me doing it for them. So, you know, no big deal.
That's a nice story.
Just that type of guy, man. Just that type of guy. Right. You know, people think I'm, you know, people think I'm obnoxious and egregious and, you know, all these things. But, you know, most of the people that know me, they know what my inner self is about. Until it's time to be my inner self, you know, until it's not time to be, you know, nice.
Right. That's why James Edwards says, this is the show to break your neck if your neck needs breaking. But, anyways, well, I was going to the website and I saw that we're getting new digs. We're going to 77 WABC to replace Bernie McGurk and Sid Rosenberg. But nice. Cool. But it, of course, it came out the 1st of April. So I was disappointed again. But, you know, in all honesty, I think we're better than McGurk and Sid Rosenberg. Check it out, folks, 75radio.org. It's funny. Every new April Fool's Day, I put something out on the website. But, you know, speaking of which, you know, I realized that, you know, we're too good for terrestrial radio. I interviewed for another radio gig in another market, trying to get 75 Radio on, and obviously they want us because we're in the, like Pat Ryan says, we're in the truth business. I said, we'll put the show on for free if you want, but they were just not interested because, you know, we talk about things that they don't want to talk about. You know, most radio, they want to be,
even the talk show stations, if you're not Mark Levin selling books, they want to be a campy, like, light FM radio station. But we're not there. This isn't this radio show that'll break your neck if you're not being breaking. But anyways, we come to another end of another great show. For Walter Yerkew, this is Peter Scoop Stan reminding you, next Friday at 3:30, check out Walter and Andrew Giuliani on Southern Sense with Ann Ubellis. Also, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.